Now we go to Congressman John Lewis. He wrote a piece earlier this week for a newspaper called The Hill, calling upon his colleagues to engage in a more civil discourse amongst themselves and also with the public. And Congressman Lewis joins us now on the line from his district in Georgia. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us once again.
No, thank you for having me. I'm delighted and very pleased to be with you today.
Your piece was titled, "It's Time to Dial Down the Political Rhetoric," and you say that shock radio and television hosts, political candidates, even sitting members of Congress might never ever dream of firing a shot or throwing a bomb, but those of us who are privileged to command the public forum have a responsibility to recognize that words can incite, and words that allude to violence, words that demonize our colleagues, question the integrity of their opinions, can be the only approval the angry or unhinged will need to act. Is there something specific that you're thinking about here, that you were thinking about when you wrote this piece?
Well, I thought about another period not too long ago during the 60s when some of us said and stated that individuals, governors, senators, police chiefs, and commissioners never threw the bomb, never pulled the trigger, but their words created the climate for others to pull the trigger or throw the bomb. Words are powerful, and words can be vicious, evil, and mean. And in America today, there's so much hatred, so much bitterness, and people just feel like tearing down each other. And we have to come to that point and be reconciled to each other and not be divided.
During the campaign, during the presidential campaign in 2008, it was reported that, well, you did. I mean, you took John McCain and Sarah Palin to task for, in your view, sowing seeds of division that you thought was gratuitous. Now, Sarah Palin's been very vocal of late, not in response to your specific comments, but in response to those who are criticizing her, saying, I have nothing to do with this, in essence, that these are, you know, individuals who are unstable, individuals who do inappropriate things are responsible, and no one else. In fact, I think the broader message that she and those who are supporting her, like Rush Limbaugh, are saying is that these criticisms are a way to keep them from making the political arguments that they have every right to make. And what do you say to that?
Well, in our country, we all have a right to say what we want to say. We have freedom of speech. You have to be careful. You have to be mindful that even with our freedom of speech, that certain words can send the wrong message to people that are already mentally disturbed. People who feel like they are being encouraged to go out and take action or take matters into their own hands.
We need to take a short break, but Congressman Lewis is going to stay with us for just a few more minutes. We're going to continue this conversation. Please stay with us. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the program, we continue our conversation about civility in public discourse. We'll be speaking with Rabbi Brad Hirschfield. He has written a book called You Don't Have to Be Wrong for Me to Be Right, and he talks about his own journey from having intensely held opinions to being able to speak with those who fiercely disagree with him. But first, we're back with Congressman John Lewis of Georgia. Congressman Lewis has represented the Atlanta area of Georgia since 1986, but going back to the 1960s, he participated in the Freedom Ride, which challenged Southern segregation. He was chair of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee from 1963 to 1966. He's considered a hero of the movement and a moral force for many people today, and he's still with us. Congressman Lewis, I want to talk about where you draw the line yourself as a public figure. You know, how do you draw the line between expressing what you feel, particularly when your constituents have very strong opinions about something, perhaps an analysis of a situation that they feel very strongly about, like something like, for example, health care reform? How do you talk about that in a way that gets their point across but doesn't cross the line into something that you think is inappropriate?
And in the discussion that I have with the people that I represent or with my colleagues or friends or others, I try to do it in a very civil way, because I deeply believe in the way of peaceful dialogue, that you do not use words that would lead to violent conflict. You try to say to people, I may differ with you, we may differ, but I understand your point of view. I'm not going to try to put someone down because they disagree with me. I think that's the way of peace. That's the way of love. That's the way of nonviolence. The movement taught us that.
What do you say to those, like, I'm thinking specifically of the outburst at the president's address before Congress by Congressman Joe Wilson, who shouted, you know, "You lie," at the president during his remarks. And there are people there who, you know, many people of his own party thought it was inappropriate. He was criticized for not respecting the president's office. But there are a lot of other people who were then moved to contribute to his campaign because they felt that he was a truth teller and that he was finally saying what needed to be said.
I don't think there's any place in a civil discourse or in a public forum for you to say to the President of the United States or say to any official, "You lie." You should respect the dignity of every human being, and you should respect the position, the title. This is the President of the United States.
Well, to that end, though, what do you think going forward, you know, as you and your colleagues head back to Congress next week to continue the business of government, is there some specific remedy or course of action that you think should be taken? Or is it really just moral suasion? Is it really just sort of saying this is what we expect of you and we hope you will adhere to the standard?
I think we all got to come back as members of a family, not just a family of Congress, but the American family. And recognize the fact that we all live in the same house, the American house, and we must not tear down the American house. And we must, in the process, we must not tear down and destroy each other.
Congressman John Lewis is with us on the line from his home office in Atlanta. Congressman Lewis, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much.
If you'd like to read both of the articles we've been referencing here, the first by the Reverend Al Sharpton, the second by Congressman John Lewis, we'll link to both of them on our website. Just go to npr.org, click on the Programs tab, and then on Tell Me More.